Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure. As always, to continue to hang out with you, we got our good buddy Sam Norwood still with us. Sam was Tatum is with Tatum LLC. That's an outstanding organization of folks who, if you're trying to grow your business and you need a little extra executive power, especially in the area of the financial tasks and also information systems, that's what they do, isn't it, Sam?
Yes, it is. We have. In our inventory of partners, individuals who go out and serve the function of chief financial officer and also provide services to the office of chief financial officer on an outsourced basis, which, you know, as part of this overall trend, about a year ago, we merged into a larger company, SFN Group, which is a $2 billion public company that offers placement temporary and of individuals in all levels and including a higher level of professionals, and their stock has gone up from about 7 when they acquired us to about 14 today. And the
wow.
reason for that is this is not a plug, it's a something that has to do with what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that businesses at first, when they are feeling like, well, we probably need some more people, we'll go into it hiring people maybe part-time,
right?
Maybe temporary as they gear up before they go permanent. And
mm-hmm.
The temporary help business is just booming.
It's geared for that exactly.
Exactly.
And which is perfectly fits in with the topic right now, which is the employment situation. Both of those arrows are down with red. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed story. There is a good news element in this, and that is there are fewer and fewer layoffs. Only a small percentage, 6%, 8%, right in there, are indications of reducing employment. The reductions, we think, are pretty much through unless we go back into a recession. That's the good news. The layoffs are really low, but the expectations for hiring have diminished from what they were a month ago. This is it's not necessarily that they are down, but in comparison to how we were doing a month ago, they are less or fewer.
Do you think this is connected to the earlier overall conditions, which are basically, the attitude is basically, you know, not so good? Or do you think it's the reality of being able to get more out of folks because of productivity and efficiencies than we used to?
Well, it's both. The economy is not growing fast enough. It's growing, but it's not growing fast enough to inspire much employment in an overall growth sense. Of course, individual companies, some are doing quite well. High technology, for example, is a segment within the economy that's doing quite well. But in an overall sense, we're getting so much better productivity, and that goes on, and with slow growth in the economy, that it's very, very tough on the employment side.
Right.
It's going to get better, we think, but it's not obvious in our near-term statistics from our survey.
Right. Well, the you know, we still got this unemployment, allegedly, according to the government, went down below 9%. But I'll tell you, we've still got that's still the big story. That's still the big headwind in the economy right now, isn't it?
Well, it is. The unemployment rate, keep in mind, is a measure of the number of people who are trying to get a job,
right?
Compared, you know, versus those who have a job. So sometimes that number, and we believe that part of that right now is workers that become so discouraged they're not trying to go to work anymore. So that can we need to look at how many people are actually growing in employment opportunities. So that is very sluggish at best. So it's
right.
continuing to get somewhat better, but not better at a fast enough rate to.
And
to
we
be
still
ready
got
we
still
the
got the structural unemployment to deal with, which are the people who are out of work, chronically unemployed. They're out of work because they're not qualified for the second decade of the 21st century jobs that we have. Hey, Sam,
I'd
thanks
sure
for being
like
here.
To
good job
more.
Today, as always. Right. Thanks for bringing this great report.
Happy to do it. Look forward to seeing you next month.
We'll do it next month. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, Tatum LLC. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.